the hype. Some got the Midas touch, and some went platinum. Only on 98.4 Capital FM.
Every time we step up on the scene, we make it pop. Yeah, I miss you, Ezzy.
Abracadabra, baby. And that's the remix right there. Listening to some of that Rexy that I told you you were going to get. How are you doing? Where are you listening in from? I see you on the TL. Kevin, making sure that you are tuned something serious. And we absolutely love that. For a second, I was like, where is that coming from? But of course, it was the bed that hadn't been muted. How are you doing? And where are you listening in? I was saying, Kevin, that I see you. Hashtag believe the hype. Hey there, good evening, beautiful people. Enjoying the hype out of Nanyuki. One hundo, the set is on point, courtesy of one at Rick underscore hype. And sipping some tea, too, from Tata at Wanjira L. I'll love some plug walk by Rich the Kid. Love that you're already letting us know what you want to listen to in the last hour. That is your request hour. However, right now is the hour for us to talk to the award-winning Rexy. How are you doing, Mr. Producer?
I'm good. How you doing?
Doing very well. You said this is your second time in Kenya.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And you're originally from?
Nigeria.
That's right. It's like everyone's coming out of Nigeria these days. And you seem all to be coming to Kenya. What's happening? Are you guys talking amongst yourselves? Is this planned? Because I was just with Tenny in studio the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you've worked with her as well.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, what's tea?
Can survive, I guess. So yeah. Just like to like catch the old vibe and see how it's going on. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. How was it the first time you came?
I was just on the low. I didn't go out. I was just enjoying the vibe like a normal guy taking a vacation.
Uh-huh.
And I enjoyed it that
way. Oh, you came the first time for vacation, not work?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Work, okay, yeah. Okay.
So it's different now, trying to come out, you know, and it's a vibe so far. I love it.
Okay, fantastic. How long are you here? When did you get here?
Almost like 10 days now, because it's not even up to 10 days, but it feels like 10
days. It feels
days.
Like, yeah. That means that this time you've been out.
Yeah, I've been out, man.
Okay, yeah. Very, very cool indeed. So talk to us about some of your work. First of all, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you've won a lot of awards and big ones too. Some big babies there, like, of course, the Grammys. That can't go unnoticed. Burna Boy's Twice as Tall. album, as well as Angelique Kidjo's Mother Nature album.
Yeah.
What was that? Just casually, yeah, that happened.
No, it's not that casual. No, it's not casual. I'm not going to downplay that. It's not casual. Yeah, shout out to Burna Boy. Big thanks to Burna Boy for putting me on. Burna Boy really played a big role in there, because from his album to Angelique Kidjo's, he called me and was like, yo, I want to give you a second Grammy. And he actually gave me a second Grammy.
Wow.
So shout out to Burna Boy.
That's insane.
Yeah, man.
Okay, that's definitely a blessing from above. Mm-hmm. How did you even start working with Burna Boy? See, those are questions that we have.
Yeah, I've just been the guy I've been that guy, that name in the streets in Nigeria. Like, who's this guy? And Burna Boy wanted to have a taste of it. And the right time, we got to work and it was productive. And it's just been, that's been amazing from there.
It's just you guys. So it just, did he come looking for you then, or did you go looking for him? How do these things work? It's all through the grapevine.
It was actually planned. It wouldn't be sweet. So it wasn't actually planned. Uh-huh. Well, first of all, Zlatan played a major role.
Mm.
I remember it was.
Who you've also worked with heavily.
Heavily?
No. You only have one track together?
Zlatan?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they haven't said that outside. We have lots of songs.
That's what I'm saying. You've worked together heavily. And that's what I mean by heavily.
I didn't get that.
Oh, you were confused. I was like, I was like, yeah, you worked together heavy. Yeah. Okay, so Zlatan first was your connect.
I was working with Zlatan. Mm. Zlatan actually played a great role. He linked me up with Davido, and he also linked me up with Burna Boy.
Okay, sick.
Yeah, so I went to a show with Zlatan, a Big Brother finale, and Zlatan was to perform. Burna Boy was to perform. Mm. You know, so after the show, we all went to the studio straight up. And the connection grew from there.
And did you guys start making tracks?
That night, we made the jam. Biku is out. Jam.
Wow.
Zlatan, Burna Boy. And the next day, Burna Boy called me to come to the studio, took me to the club. He took me to Ghana. He was just taking me around. I was like, yo, keep making music. You know?
Okay, epic.
I mean, I was just knocking, man.
And this was which year?
This was 2020, I can't even remember.
Because I'm just thinking, this must have been like pre-COVID.
Yeah, it was.
Like 2018, 2019?
No, it was COVID.
It was definitely during COVID. Okay, it was during that time.
Yeah, it was during COVID. It started before COVID, but the whole thing started to happen during COVID.
The build-up, if you will. Okay, and what was it like when you're getting approval from the likes of like Zlatan and Burna Boy?
It was serious work. Because I had to prove myself in every level I found myself. From Zlatan to Naya Marley to Davido to Wizkid to Burna Boy. I had to prove myself. I had to feel like, yo, I think it's high time to work with this guy.
Yeah.
This guy is not a fluke, you know. So I had to always prove myself. And it actually helped me a lot.
And how did you learn how to DJ, produce, all these kind of things? How did you get into this?
It's been a long time, man. Church. Playing from church.
I think it's so fascinating that a lot of greats have come out of church. Do you find a connection to that? Like, you know, going from church to like the secular and the secular world. But there's a lot of music for black folk in church, hey?
Yeah, church is the easiest place you get that first connection, like, to music, because just the choir, praise and worship.
Right.
So if you do love music, you love that. So from there, I feel like that's the easiest way compared to like when I was young, I can't just take myself to the studio now. I'm too young for that.
Right,
but,
of course.
But when I'm in church, I get to see that. So that's the easiest way for we young guys to like.
To start connecting.
To start connecting. Then realize you can do this thing, then we'll take it outside.
Right. Now we're not only doing praise and worship. Now we go into a whole lot of other stuff.
Turn up.
We were just, an abracadabra, you were talking about twerking. So, you know. Why are you looking away? I'm dead. You looking away. Stick around. I've got more questions for the amazing Rexy, who's absolutely killing it in the game. Rexy right there, still making sure that we play you all the goodness that is his music. If you're just turning in, this is the award-winning producer from Nigeria. Well, many awards have been won, but specifically 2 Grammys. And in fact, we were talking about that story with you, Rexy, and kind of how all this magic, if you will, came to be. Started off in the church. Obviously, you took it out the church. And then, made a lot of connections within the business. Now, you have worked with quite the list of people.
Yeah.
Okay. So we talked about Zlatan. We talked about Tenny. We talked about Burna. We talked about Angelique Kidjo. There is Miss Banks. You have Shoma Josie, Davido, of course, Sarkodie, and Naira Marley. Who's been your favorite so far?
I can't choose one.
Okay, who are like your tops?
Because they're different ways. Yeah, Burna Boy.
Okay.
Naira Marley.
Mm-hmm.
Zlatan.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't say Wizkid because I've not actually been in the studio recording Wizkid.
Okay, gotcha.
I would send and send it back. So both those are the people I feel like I spent. And yeah, there's Vic Tony. There's a lot too. Yeah, mm-hmm. There's a lot actually. They are good in their different ways.
And okay, so what are some of the, like, so let's bring up the first like three you said, right? Like, yeah. Burna Boy, Davido, Zlatan. You guys. So what are their highlights? What are their respective highlights?
Burna Boy is just it's like a machine. Yeah, it just gets the beat and just hums. And when it's done humming, it just puts the words so fast. That's Burna Boy. While Naira Marley, he can hear the beat for like 20 times. You won't even hear anything then. But it's just writing.
He's still promising.
Just writing.
Yeah, processing, excuse me. Yeah.
Just processing, yeah. And wow. He just gets to the mic and it's like, this is what you're writing since. That's a different thing. Then there's Zlatan. Zlatan just comes with so much energy in the studio.
Yeah. I can see that because it's hella energy also in like the music. You know what I mean? So that's unsurprising.
And
okay.
Davido is just magical because it's easy to work with because he's open to learn. I like that about him. He's the kind of person that wants to get everybody's opinion. He wants to make a great record. He's not stingy with his creativity.
I love
that. That helps him a lot too.
Yeah, because also then that means you're accepting of change, and that's really nice.
I know, right?
Yeah, you can have and he's had different sounds throughout.
Yeah, so that's it.
Okay. Super dope. Super duper dope. You did release some new music recently.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about that? How come, when are we going to get like a big performance here in Kenya, first of all? How come that hasn't happened?
It's coming real soon. Like, it's coming right this Friday.
Oh, Vice, really?
Yeah, big Vice party, especially invited.
Okay, yeah. Thank you, boo. You know I'm going to be there. Hella excited.
It's going to be lit.
Okay, yeah. Are we performing a lot of music off of Big Time? Or what do you intend to do at this performance? I'm excited.
Best of Rexy, man. I want Kenyans to understand Rexy. I know this is Rexy, you know. Like, I was surprised when I talked to some Kenyans. I didn't know I did Soapy.
Wow.
You know, so I want to actually just play out my sound, let them understand
let it marinate, let it resonate. Okay.
Connect with the Kenyan fans.
Okay, super duper epic. Stick around, I've got more questions from my friend Rexy over here before he bounces on us. Cause you know what make a day sleep alone with. Hey, Sico, Big Time, more Rexy. It's all right here on your best mix of music. The Hype, the place that gives you the best when it comes to hip-hop and R&B. And definitely them Afro beats too, because you can hear that we're in the house with that as well. So before you leave, my darling, I wanted to ask you, in your personal journey, how do you continue to touch grass and remain humble? Because you're getting a lot of accolades quite young and quickly, no? Some people don't, you know, wait like what feels like lifetimes to get this. They don't hit this stuff until they're in their 40s, 50s.
Stay motivated, I guess.
Mm.
Stay focused and just stay real to myself. I don't try to be who I'm not so that I can maintain who I am. So, yeah, stay focused. Stay motivated. That's why I'm here too. I'm here to get inspired.
Right.
Be in different places, travel around, learn from different people, and just bring that to your own thing and do better for yourself.
You're hungry.
I'm not even hungry.
You starving. That brother's starving.
I'm hungry.
I'm dead. Okay. What collabs we got going on in the 254?
Yeah, man.
Who are we linking up with?
All right. In Kenya, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to work with some Kenyan acts so far. Reaching out to Bien. Kali Grab Jones.
Yes.
Yeah. Some couple of dope guys too like that.
Okay.
I've been hearing dope names though. I've been seeing
You've been paying attention, huh? And being put on.
Yeah. because I feel like, yeah, they do different kind of sounds and not just Afrobeats, and that's beautiful too.
Right, I totally feel that.
Yeah.
Do you? Does that mean also then you're very obviously open to working outside of Afrobeats?
Yeah, I'm the kind of person I like to fuse it.
So of course,
I want to like be the kind of guy that can go and bring R&B and fuse and bring the Afro in it. You know, I'm a piano, bring the Afro on piano, reggae, bring the Afro and reggae.
Right,
it's possible.
It's always possible. I even saw Lola Brooks, the rapper, in an Afrobeats song. Just
Afrobeats is big right now.
It's really big. So everybody from all over the world. I mean, you see Chris Brown.
Yeah.
Drake, everybody's just trying to jump on.
Not like
the
Afrobeat artists, they're just trying to like...
Right.
So yeah, that's what...
Exactly. They're trying to mesh those things. It's kind of what you're saying that you're able to do. Exactly. We also have a lot of amazing female acts. So make sure you ask about all those songstresses.
Yeah, it's just... Yeah, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know.
Yeah, you'll find out. I'm sure you'll be told. I'm sure you'll be told about them. Yeah. Giving certain people eyes over here. Uh-huh. Tell us more about Friday. I'm excited for that
Big
show.
Big Vibes party is going down. Black Samurai. Let's have fun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm expecting you, though.
No, I'm definitely going to be there for sure. Right, and I'm a woman of my word. Yeah, definitely you'll see me there Friday.
Nice.
I'm looking
forward to it. Guys, you heard her.
Yeah. You can.
I'll call her out if I don't see her.
You can definitely call me out.
All right, let's go.
Definitely. Let's go. Friday it is. Is this an open invite to anyone listening, or is this a closed event?
No, it's open. It's
okay,
open.
Amazing.
Come with the full vibe. Come with energy. Come, let's just have fun, you know.
Guys, yes. It's actually going to be all about Black Samurai, because our media house, Capital, is having a huge party on Saturday
next
at Black
day.
Samurai.
Yeah. I heard it.
You heard it, right? You were just like, wait, what? Yeah, so guys, it looks like we're just going to be living. We're camping out. I'm into it. I'm just going to go home, shower, change, throw some more perfume, and come back for brunch.
We're outside this weekend.
We outside proper. Rexy, thank you so much for coming to the
show.
Thank
you, a pleasure.
Yes, it was very, very dope having you here and hearing about your story and everything else you got. What do you have coming up? Am I allowed to ask that? What's like next? I'm sure 2024, you're about to hit us with a bang, because your last project you dropped November 2023, if I'm...
Yeah, that was Deluxe.
Yeah. Yeah, the Deluxe came out November 2023.
Big things this year. Mm-hmm. First of all, I'm unveiling my first artist.
Wow, yeah. Okay, amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, and it's really talented.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and my album is dropping this year. I told you I'm hungry.
Yay!
So it's going.
I love it.
Yeah, I'm working.
And it seems like no matter how much you eat, you can never get enough. I love that. If only Radiohead had cameras so you could see his expression. Let me let you get to it. But great to have had him in studio. A new friend for sure, doing amazing things.